And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, today marks the beginning of the season of Advent. The word Advent simply means appearance or coming. More specifically, it is about the appearance of Jesus, the King. During this season, the church leads us in our readings to reflect upon the first appearance of Jesus, and she leads us to prepare for his second appearance. Our gospel lesson for today is an excellent example of this truth. It is St. Matthew's recollection of the events surrounding Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem on what we now call Palm Sunday. It was the time of the Passover feast when tens of thousands of pilgrims had come to Jerusalem for the celebration. On their way to the celebration, they would have sung the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 113 through 118. One of the culminating lines in that last psalm was, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." This was a prayer, a plea to the Lord to send the long-awaited Messiah to save them. For nearly 1,000 years, as the Israelites made their journey to Jerusalem for the 3 annual feasts, they would sing these words. As Jesus entered Jerusalem that day, he rode in on a donkey. The gesture harkened back to several events in Israel's history, the most memorable being the re-entrance of King David back into the city after an attempted coup. The pilgrims who had made their journey for the feast heard that Jesus was coming that day into the city. He entered from the Mount of Olives, the very location of David's return. And as he rode into the city on a donkey, many of them gathered before him and sang an extended version of Psalm 118. "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." These memorable words get to the heart of why the church has chosen this lesson for today. We are to reflect on the appearance of the Messiah during his first advent. And we're being called to learn these words that were used by the pilgrims who greeted him with joy. "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." These words are at once a shout of praise, recognizing and acknowledging that Jesus is the Son of David, our true messianic king. They are at the same time a prayer, for the word Hosanna means save us now. As we know from the subsequent events of that week, Jesus did come to save them, but not exactly the way that they expected. They wanted to be free from their Roman oppressors, but the salvation that Jesus brought was much deeper. He came to save them and us from sin, death, and the devil. He went to the cross where he bore our sins. He descended into hell where he plundered the devil's house, releasing the captives who longed for him. And he rose from the grave on the third day, triumphant over death. So on this opening Sunday of Advent, we too are called to learn these words, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." This is part of our preparation for Jesus' second appearance. That is, our Lord Jesus has promised to come again. And at that time, he will bring our salvation in all of its fullness. St. John records the vision of that second appearance for us in the book of Revelation, when he writes, "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This vision, which should be especially familiar to all who have listened to Handel's Messiah, is the culminating scene of our salvation. It points to that second appearance of our Lord Jesus, when he will again ride in to save. Only this time, it will not be lowly on a donkey. It will be on a white horse. He is coming as the conquering king who will eradicate every foe and anything that would hinder the fullness of his kingdom. He will wipe away every tear from our eyes. He will restore his good creation to its ultimate goal. He will remove all evil, every disease, and death will be no more. All of his people shall be raised to new life, never to die again. And we shall live and dwell with him in the renewed heavens and earth. We are taught to long for this moment. His return will not be a time of fear for us. It will be a moment of great joy. Our warfare against the world, the flesh, and the devil will then be over. We will truly enter the kingdom of peace that shall never end. When Jesus comes on that day, we should be prepared to say, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So this season of Advent is a time when we reflect upon Christ's first appearance and what his saving work means for us. But we're also called to prepare for his second appearance, when he will complete what he started, when he will bring our salvation to its final and never-ending stage. In fact, whether you realize it or not, you're being taught the proper words to greet him every time you come to the liturgy of the Eucharist. Right before we partake of the Eucharist, we sing, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Advent reminds us that our King is coming. The question that we are faced with is, how shall we greet him? Week by week, we're being taught the proper response. Like the pilgrims who greeted Jesus on that Palm Sunday in Jerusalem, we too should sing, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. This is our prayer, that our Lord would come in all of his glory and bring our salvation to its final stage. And it is proper that we should learn these words as we come to partake of Holy Communion, for it is here that he comes to us now, in grace, in this holy meal, to prepare us for the life of the world to come. So let us come now and joyfully sing this song as we prepare for the arrival of our King. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. And now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.